There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is an interesting email. Let me read this really quickly here. Marcus writes, my wife's cat died last month and she still cries every day. How long is someone supposed to grieve a lost pet? I'm worried about her. I understand why she's sad, but it's a cat. I've seen people, unfortunately, sorry, I have cats too. I've seen people with dead relatives rebound quicker than this. Okay, so you got a loved one who lost a cat and they're not able to regroup. Okay, here's the thing. There's no particular time. Like, I can't say you're going to cry about a dead goldfish for a week versus a cat 2 weeks versus a puppy a month versus a hamster 17.2 days. I mean, it's not like that, unfortunately. But I think you are 1,000% correct about wondering when we intervene and get them some help, okay? Now, you know, keep in mind, we look at our animals a lot of times as our kids. In fact, a lot of times we treat our animals better than our kids, you know? I had to feed the cat, you know, because the cat was all hungry and he wasn't feeling well. And so I'm, you know, trying to make him, you know, this big buffet. Meanwhile, one of my sons is like, Mom, I'm hungry. And I'm like, I don't know, go have the leftovers in the fridge. Leave me alone. So they go and, you know, make those leftovers. Meanwhile, I am making this whole big pate seafood buffet for the cat. We're just as guilty. I love my kids. But, you know, sometimes with your pets, I don't know what it is, but you take your kids for granted. You take your pets for granted, too. And so, you know, you will. You start to bond. So here's the thing. Okay, everybody says that, you know, don't cry. It's only a pet. No. Yeah, you could grieve. I want you to grieve appropriately. You could grieve. You could cry about it. You could feel like you could miss them if you want to make a little tiny, I don't know, little shrine in a corner of the house. You know, I mean, don't have it up there all the time. But if you want to have, you know, the first couple days, a little sort of thing, if you want to do a little memorial service, you could do that. You know, when little Bake died from Shake and Bake, I did not hold a funeral. I did not. I probably should have. I think the other cats would have appreciated it. But they would have just probably wandered around going, okay, what the hell are we doing here? All right? But I didn't know how to handle it with the kids. I was like, look, you know, the cat, we had to put the cat to sleep. The cat got the renal failure. Remember from the food? Remember years ago, the canned food was putting animals into renal failure pets? Our cat was one of them. And, but we didn't know that's what happened. All we knew is she went into renal failure, and we didn't understand why. He was a he. And so, I was like, look, guys, you know, it stinks. This happens. We just got to deal with it. And, you know, they cried, you know, for a few hours, and then they kind of, you know, stopped crying and got over it. But what we did in my family is we went to the pound, and we adopted another cat. Now, they always say, don't go out and get another pet. They say, don't do that because the kids in the house could think there's a loyalty issue. The kids could hate the other pet. There could. I disagree with that. Okay, I disagree at all. Number one, anytime you could adopt a rescue, you do. Okay, I mean, if it's a safe rescue and you could give that animal a home, I say do it. And for a variety of reasons. Okay, one is you're saving that cat and dog's life. But number two, you feel better. It's not going to replace your lost pet, but you feel better that you're doing something. Anytime somebody's depressed, I go out there and work with a charity. Okay? You know, you don't like the way your life is going or whatever. Anytime I start to get into a funk about Obamacare or about, I don't know, me having an extra chin or getting more gray hairs, I just turn around and do some sort of key charity work, and I just get the biggest high from that. And that's what I recommend from you guys. I would recommend, you know, whenever you get into a rut, go and do something. The other thing, too, which is why the grieving process is so bad, is so rough on people, is you have all this love that you now feel you can't give to something. Okay? Yeah, you love your kids. Yeah, you love, you know, everybody around. But you lose the pet, and you don't know what to do with all this love that you have. And you get very, very frustrated. And then you start to cry. So the, another thing is, you know, you are going to do another animal a lot of good showering all that love. Don't let that animal think they could take the dead animal's place. And in fact, I remind the new cat that every day. I'm like, Sashi, I know you think you're a queen, you know, and, you know, all that, but the other cat died, and I don't even want you to try to be like him. She's looking at me like, what the hell? Okay, I'm my own person. I'm like, I know you are. You're your own person, okay? But keep in mind, all right, you are not here to replace. And she's like, I don't care. Leave me alone. So then she goes on with her business forever, but it helped a lot. And it allowed my kids to show love to another animal. So I think, it, yeah, and talk about it. Okay, talk about why. You know, why is, you know, losing this animal such an issue? Well, because the animal was there for you with this, the animal was there for you with that. Absolutely. Understand that. And get through it. If you need to have that little mini funeral or go through that little ritual, I think that's fine. Do it. But I would say after a couple weeks, if you're still crying, I would and feeling depressed and not able to go to work, I would definitely recommend, you know, maybe even after about the first week, week and a half, because taking off more than a week or so of work could be really, really difficult, okay? And a lot of bosses don't understand the death of an animal. They understand the death of a family member, but not the death of an animal, to take off that time of work. And if you still can't sleep and you can't work and you can't function, I would recommend you get help right away, just to kind of help ease and cope with it, because, again, it's a loss. You know, and but like, you know, when anytime anything bad comes from anything, you want to turn the situation into something good, either save another animal's life, either promote awareness on what, like, you know, when my dad died of heart disease, I turned it around and, you know, was on a mission to teach people about heart disease, that kind of thing. And it really helps you cope. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing existing trust to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We got Jamal on the line from Milwaukee. Hi, Jamal. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Sigal. How you doing?
Great. What's going on?
I was just trying to share like the same experience that a lady, I can't recall what country she was in or city, but she explained like strange noise that they go on throughout the night, like around like midnight and like earthquakes and I felt the same thing, and I heard the same thing, you know, and you know, one day I was heading to work, and then, you know, the ground just moved. The ground just started shaking, you know, and I thought I was tripping, or I was just being played with. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the ground was really moving, so, you know.
Now tell me something. Jamal, this was during the day you felt this driving to work?
Yes, ma'am. I was heading to work.
In Milwaukee?
In Milwaukee.
And Milwaukee doesn't usually get earthquakes, right?
I really can't tell because I'm from Mississippi. And, you know, I just felt it, and I just stopped where I was, you know, and I just stood for a minute just to see if it would just keep going. But it shook for a little bit, and then just stopped. And then, I don't know, I kind of had thoughts like, do Wisconsin really have, like, hangovers up here, or, you know, is it something else?
No, that's interesting. Now, you also mentioned that you could hear it. So it wasn't so much that you felt the rockiness, you could hear it. What kind of a sound did you hear?
No, it felt like, you know how you can roll like a huge boulder off a cliff. Yeah, and you can hear it, you know, and that's how it felt. I mean, that's what I was hearing. It sounded like a big boulder being moved. But so, you know, I just stopped, and I just stood there for a minute, because I looked around to see if everybody else was feeling the same thing that I was feeling. And so I guess they weren't. So, you know, everybody was just walking around like it was normal.
Right. So I could see why that would freak you out, especially when you had a friend that also said the same thing happened to them. You know, when you hear the sound and the movement, I mean, and you were able to drive and you don't think that you lost consciousness, I doubt it was a seizure or anything major neurological, because you were with it the whole time going, wait a second, something's up. You stopped, you looked around, you're like, I hear something. That actually happened to me about a month ago, and I was like, what the hell is that? But it turned out there was a building being demolished a mile away. It sounded like an earthquake. I thought I felt something. Nobody noticed. The cats didn't notice. Nobody really noticed. And then I come to find out. So, you know, sometimes I almost wonder if some of us pick up on things that are going on. Maybe there was something constructively, you know, constructionally going on. You heard it more or felt it more than somebody else. Neurologically, if this happened again to you, I'd say, yeah, let the doctor check you out, do a scan, etc. But if it was a one-time thing, it might have been you picked up on something that other people didn't. I'm not saying you're Superman, Jamal, but, you know, that if the same thing happened to me. I was like, I hear it and I feel it. But then I go on Facebook. That's what I always do. I go on Facebook and I see if anybody else felt the same thing. But if it continues again, I'd say get it checked out, okay? Just make sure they do a quick scan to see if there's something else going on. Make sure there's not like a little something going on in your ear. Sometimes with certain ear issues, you could get little tinnitus, which is sounds that happen in the ear that end up, you know, sounding like something that shouldn't be there. And also with the ear, you have the vestibular system that could cause you to feel a little off. So if you felt like something was moving underneath your feet, I would probably have the brain checked with the ears. Okay?
No, it was real. You know, and I had to brace myself because the ground was really moving, like, you know, but I really couldn't believe that the ground was moving. But I stood there, I had to brace myself, like, you know, things just to keep it moving.
No, I believe you, Jamal. No, I believe it was real. I do. I believe it was real. But I'm wondering what part of the brain this was coming from. Was it the vestibular system or whatnot? And if nobody else felt it but you, like I said, it might have been you picked up on something that was really going on, or it was something going on in your inner ear. Okay? But no, I believe you, man. I believe you. I know that, because stuff like that's happened to me. All right, Jamal, take care. And tell your friend to get herself checked out, too, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, you know, when you feel the ground moving like that, like people say, I feel like I'm on a boat. I get a little concerned about the vestibular system, and that's why I think, you know, testing should be done and just a quick evaluation to make sure. But it's interesting stuff, really, really interesting. I'm glad Jamal called. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. D-A-L-I. So, you know, we were talking about some of the neurological disorders because the Empire season finale was on yesterday and some bombshells dropped in terms of what sort of neurological diseases Lucius was being diagnosed with. And the question had come up to me last night, wait a second, what's the difference between ALS, MS, you know, explain this to me. And so, you know, when we talk about Lou Gehrig's disease, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, it's a progressive and fatal disease. This is what they thought Lucius had. And it can affect the brain, central nervous system, of course. And it destroys neurons, preventing you from moving properly, breathing properly, etc. You don't usually get blurry vision with this. You'll get blurry vision or diplopia with myasthenia gravis or multiple sclerosis. We talked about myasthenia gravis in the other hour, how you have antibodies that seem to affect the receptors that allow your body to receive the acetylcholine. Acetylcholine is a neurotransmitter that you receive to tell your muscles to work, etc., the voluntary muscles. So amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, the ALS, affects the a lot of the muscles that you can't control, which is unfortunate when it starts to affect breathing, etc. Now, MS, multiple sclerosis, is a little different from both of them. Multiple sclerosis is where you have a coating on the nerves, the myelin sheath, that starts to get destroyed. So if the sheathing around the nerve, like, you know how your electric wires, I'm looking right now at one of my iPhone chargers, and the white casing around the wires is completely destroyed, so the wires are now exposed. And you want to know what? That charger doesn't work anymore. That's what happens with multiple sclerosis. So it could also be fatal and debilitating. Luckily, there's medicines. Multiple sclerosis is a little bit, we've been a little bit more successful treating that over ALS. But unfortunately, people can become incapacitated. So very, very common diseases. You got muscle weakness and stiffness, loss of coordination, muscle control with both of them. However, with MS, you'll seem to have some mental symptoms involvement, whereas ALS may not. It's interesting. You could have some mood swings, depression, inability to focus, multitask, etc., whereas with ALS, a little bit more physical. The autoimmune aspect of MS makes it similar to myasthenia gravis, where you have the immune system deciding to fight something in the nervous system. Like the myasthenia gravis, it's the receptors that on the muscle to receive the neurotransmitter. With MS, the autoimmune system is basically affecting the protective sheath around the nerves, the myelin sheath. The body doesn't like it, so it tries to attack it and destroy it. Now, ALS, they say, is not autoimmune. We don't know what causes it. All right? They don't know if it's an infectious disease. They don't know what it is. So, that's where the difference is. You could do an MRI, okay, with the MS, all right? MS, you know, it'll attack the nerves first. ALS, you get the demyelination, but that doesn't happen till later. So with MS, the nerve sheath is being killed off while the nerve is, like, active and working. Like that iPhone charger. The iPhone charger is, it's working as long as the sheath is on there. ALS, the nerves are dead, and then a lot of and then you start to see the demyelination. So ALS is what the Ice Bucket Challenge was raising awareness on. I was listening to Mercedes and JC in the morning in Nevada, and they were talking about this Twizzler challenge that they're doing to raise awareness for autism, where you, I guess, eat a Twizzler and then you kiss at the end. It was funny the way they did it. And I don't know anybody I would particularly, I think I would want to do the Twizzler challenge with Michael Fassbender or Viggo Mortensen if they'd allow me to. And again, if my husband has an issue, I could say, look, I'm doing it to raise awareness for autism. So that's that. All right. We did a lot of neurological review. Okay. We will now get to some more medical headlines when we come back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferrule rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Many of you listen to my show when I'm not live during the mornings, and you listen in your respective cities, and you're able to call in with your medical questions or your comments. So let's get to some of those now. Let's go to the phone lines at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. No, maybe not.
I'm wondering why you hear so many people, women,
not men so much, but women, talking like little babies, little babies, little babies. I was told that the reason they've done this is because of the drugs and the alcohol and the stuff their mothers were on and took. And it caused these people to sound like little children and they can't change. And besides, it becomes a habit. It's an addiction, like taking a drug, sounding like a little kid. It just about drives me completely crazier than I am.
Okay, that's an interesting comment. Thank you. I don't know about, you know, if the voices have changed from an evolutionary standpoint. I saw an article that was really, really interesting, how, you know, men have evolved, like leading men in movies. I got to find that article. I know it's a little off subject. Leading men in movies were taller than they are now. Like, I guess Superman, Christopher Reeve was 6'4". I had no idea Christopher Reeve was 6'4". That blows my mind. Whereas now a lot of the leading men are shorter. But voice changing with women having the squeaky voices, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I have a squeaky voice. I know I have an annoying voice, and I know my voice is more masculine sounding. It's kind of, I think, full of testosterone, a little too much testosterone. I think also it is we need to evolve to stand out. And women are very, very good at knowing how to compete with other women. I think women are very, very good. I think women in general know how to be very, very competitive. And women sometimes study men and figure out what they need to do. You know, I notice that I chameleon a lot, depending on who I'm around. I mean, when I first met my husband, I didn't act like the way you guys know me. Oh, hell no. I mean, that's why I was single when I met him. I mean, I had to act more feminine. I had to act very, very interested in what he had to say. You know, I mean, here I am on the radio. It's like all about, you know, what I think. Well, you know, yeah, I ask you guys questions, and I care about what you think, but really the gist of the show is what I think, okay? What I think about Obamacare, okay? You all know that, right? I mean, you all know what I think about everything. You know my favorite shows. You know my favorite sex position. You know when I have my period, okay? But I could not, okay, you know, hook a man with that. And so I had to change it up. I think my voice was higher. I didn't act squeaky, you know. I think I threw a little bit of a southern accent into it. You know, oh, you just look so handsome today. You know, because I think, okay, so I was like a much different person. I was blonder. I was slimmer. I actually wore bras that made my breasts look perky. You know, I mean, you would not recognize me. Okay, you would not. See, I haven't married 18 years. I don't really have to. I mean, I should put the work into it, but I think he's stuck. I've gotten that man so mentally beaten that he, he's stuck. He's good. So, you know, when you it's interesting. I don't know if women like have these like the Nicki Minaj voice. Nicki Minaj voice is very iconic. And I'm a fan of her voice. I think it is, you know, has she always had that voice? I don't know. But I don't think it's as many as you think. But do you know, will women change their voice and then eventually acquire something and then stick with it? Yeah, they can. I've seen it, you know. I mean, I was never a leg shaver, you know, but I guess, you know, I've had to become one, right? Because I'm married. So you do have the ability to change. That's kind of interesting. This was I found the article where actors used to be, this is very interesting. Okay, let me read you the title of the article. It says, "Why are today's stars so short?" The title says, "Actors were once strapping hunks and muscular specimens. Now the modern leading man is more likely to be required to burst into tears." Meaning in movies, okay, the men that are more effeminate, more like crying. You see what I mean? Like in the olden days, like the movies, like your Clint Eastwood. Is Clint Eastwood 6'4"? John Wayne, 6'4". Charlton Heston, 6'3". Christopher Reeve was 6'4". Gary Cooper, 6'3". Gregory Peck, 6'3". Wow. Sean Connery, 6'2". Cary Grant, 6'1.5". Burt Lancaster, 6'1". Clark Gable, 6'1". I mean, it was, they were very, I guess, masculine looking, etc. Eddie Redmayne, I hope I'm pronouncing him right. I remember him from Les Mis, and Redmayne, and he just won a Best Actor Award as his performance as Stephen Hawking. I guess Cate Blanchett was bigger than him. She looked bigger than him. And Redmayne is about 5'10". And he is one of the taller modern male stars. I think Viggo Mortensen, 5'10", etc. 5'10", Brad Pitt, I think, is 5'10". Let me see. Daniel Craig is 5'10". Then when you look at Spider-Man, Andrew Garfield is 5'9". Sean Penn, 5'8". Al Pacino, 5'7". Tom Cruise, 5'7". I remember in the 80s, they said Tom Cruise was short. Uh-uh. Not according to these standards now. Dustin Hoffman, 5'5". Daniel Radcliffe, who played Harry Potter, 5'5". You know, interesting. I wonder, you know, about the height issue. You know, because remember, it was all about, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger, by the way, used to be, they said, 6'2". And now he reports he's 5'11". Okay? I don't know if a 3-inch drop is usual for disc desiccation, unless that 6'2 was an overestimation. I know he was definitely above 6 feet, but the older you get, you lose your height because the discs in your back, they start to dry out and you start to shorten because the back gets smaller. I dropped a 1/2 inch easy. So that's kind of interesting how, because, you know, we know that we've grown taller. People are taller now. We have more people that are 6 feet than they used to be. But in the movies, we have a change in what is a sexy guy. And rather than the Arnold Schwarzeneggers and the Bruce Willises and the Sylvester Stallones, Sylvester Stallone's not very tall either, but the whole macho hunk Rambo thing, now these leading men, who was it, the one that was in American Sniper? The one that played Chris Kyle, I can't think of his name, Bradley Cooper. You know, Bradley Cooper has had to do more feminine-type things and roles and looked more... Yeah, I mean, you know, Rambo, I think Rambo did a couple, like, lovey-dovey scenes. I don't really remember too much. All I remember from Rambo is a lot of the killing stuff. But this is, I guess, what people want. I don't know. All I know is the 80s had some of the best movies ever. What have been some of my favorite movies nowadays? I loved American Sniper. I loved Captain Phillips. I thought that was an excellent movie. I loved Hunger Games. So I guess I like movies with some violence. I don't mean to. Oh, I like that movie with the airplane movie with Liam Neeson. I thought that was excellent. That was a good movie. I don't remember what it's called. Unstoppable, something like that. I don't remember. And then I do need to see the first Pitch Perfect so I can see Pitch Perfect 2. I do. So I don't know if what people want is more lovey-dovey. I do like the kind of the hunky man type of, you know, Superman type of thing. I think that's sexy. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, many of you guys have debated off and on for years and even centuries now whether the toilet paper roll is supposed to have the paper over or is the toilet paper roll supposed to be backside under. And I guess we finally know what the answer is supposed to be. Apparently, somebody has found the 1891 patent for the first perforated toilet paper, which settles the age-old debate of where the roll is supposed to be hung. Okay? So I guess in the late 1800s, that's when it was patented. We talked about the history of toilet paper, okay? And I guess the patent number 465588A features a roll that looks like today's toilet paper, but it's over. All right? And now, of course, the toilet paper roll was over. Okay, I've always known that. That's the way it could be advertised. That's where people could see the perforations. Of course, it's over. All right? It's a great way for marketing. I'm taking a look at an ad from the Albany Perforated Wrapping Paper. It's showing that the price is reduced for 4,000 sheet rolls delivered free in receipt of $1. $1 to get a whole bunch of toilet paper. I know. Now, toilet paper costs like $13 for those big, huge, you know, I guess toilet paper originally might have been a little bit more expensive. All right. So anyway, I don't still think that helps the debate. Just because the patent shows the over doesn't mean I like the under. I like having the toilet paper where you see the roll and then you pull it from behind. And you want to know why I like it that way? Because when it's over, things can splatter on it. It could get dirty. Even though things could get dirty on the roll, for some reason to me it seems cleaner for the rolls to be on the inside. You see what I mean? Okay? So, for example, what is the advantages of the toilet paper having the over? Okay, where the paper runs over towards you. It's easier to tear. Less chance of scraping the wall with your knuckles, getting germs, easier to locate and grab the end. Apparently, Jay Leno personally likes that. And they have found, according to Daily Mail, that your personality traits would be an overachiever, someone who likes to take charge and stay organized. Now, that would be me, but again, that's not my preference. Also, I think when the toilet paper is like that, it rolls too much. Okay, I don't like that. The under is more me. Under, you have less chance of it unraveling in an RV or an earthquake. It has a tidier appearance and less chance of the cat or a child unraveling it. Remember, I have cats. Now, the personality traits of that would be someone who's laid back, artistic, and dependable. All right? We don't want any contact between the roll and the wall, of course, because of friction. Celebrity endorsement is Ann Landers. So, there we go. That is the toilet paper thing. And you want to know what also I think from a doctor perspective? Whenever you have the roll on the outside, people will put their whole hand on the roll. Yet when it's under, people will hopefully just grab the piece that they're using. So, I think it's more hygienic. You see? Okay. Easy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so New York City residents have the longest work weeks among the country's 30 biggest cities. These work weeks, we get extended, obviously, because of our commute. And they say the typical week for a full-time New Yorker adds up to more than 49 hours because of 6 hours of commuting time, which is 4 hours more than Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where the average work week is about 44 and a half hours because commuting time is about 3.5 hours. The report was based on data from the U.S. Census from 1990 to 2000 and the 2013 American Community Survey. I'm wondering, you know, we talk about work ethic and we talk about how people don't seem to, you know, want to work as hard these days. People want to, leave early. They call in more, etc. And I don't know if it's so much that we evolved to have a different work ethic, but it might have been easier to get to work in the olden days. Now, mind you, if you lived on the farm and you had to walk into work 2 miles, then I would say your commute was probably a lot longer back then. So I don't know if that's a good enough argument. But I got to tell you, I'm exhausted sometimes coming into work from, you know, after my commute. You know, when I'm in New York, I'm too cheap to take taxis, and I love to take the subway just because I like to feel like a New Yorker. So by the time I do the hopping and the bopping on the trains and all that, and then walking to where I need to go, that's kind of tiring. I didn't realize how spoiled I was living in Las Vegas, where I get to just hop in my car and then just get out of my car and go to work. That's less tiring than going through all the train rigmarole. Okay? Same thing, a lot of people that work in Las Vegas, they have to park in employee parking. Well, employee parking could be a half mile away from where they need to go. If they actually look at their steps and use a pedometer or whatever, where they have to park and then walk to get in and then go where they need to go with the hotel, it's a lot of walking. So you have people, they've already done their workout for the day just getting to their post. And it's interesting. I think a big problem we have is, in addition to the 40-hour work week, we have that extra commute time. So New York came in first with an extra 6 hours of commuting. San Francisco has an extra 5 hours of commuting. They came in next. Washington, D.C., with an extra 4.49 hours of commuting. Then came Houston, Texas, Fort Worth, Texas, Chicago, Illinois, Boston, Massachusetts, Charlotte, North Carolina, Baltimore, Maryland, and Seattle. Seattle, an average 4 hours a week. I'm not saying 4 hours a day, but 4 hours a week. Now, 4 hours a week, some of you are like, well, that's really not much. That's about maybe 40 minutes a day, where you're 40 minutes each way. Maybe less. No? 40? No? That would be probably less. Maybe 20. That's really not that long. It takes me about 20, 25 minutes to get to work. That's 50 minutes a day. 50 times 5 is 25. You know, you could actually add that up into extra hours. Austin, Texas comes in 11, then Dallas, Texas, Philadelphia, San Antonio, San Jose, Denver, Los Angeles was down to number 16 with 4.3-hour commute extra a week. I think the reason why is because I think people are slowly starting to figure out, and they're kind of doing the work on the way maybe. Nashville, Jacksonville, San Diego, Memphis, Columbus, Indianapolis, Louisville, Portland, Phoenix, Arizona, El Paso, Las Vegas. Our work weeks average 41.36, 3.49 hours a week of commuting. Wow. Detroit, Michigan, Milwaukee. The reason why with Las Vegas is we have a lot of suburbs, and many of us that live here, we really know our roads. And so as we know our roads, we kind of know how to sneak in and out and go, and, you know, we know where to speed and where not to speed, and, you know, yeah. Okay. All right, one thing we're going to be talking about next week is why we have all these different costs with procedures, okay? Apparently, they say a tonsillectomy could cost about $3,500 in Washington, but $14,000 in San Francisco. Why such a discrepancy? Using the data from HealthSpark, the website charted 8 common procedures and compared how much they cost in Washington, New York City, Miami, Houston, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. And obviously San Francisco is some of the most expensive when it came to a tonsillectomy for an appendectomy. Appendectomy was very similar between Miami, Houston, and Los Angeles. San Francisco, again, the most. When it came to a herniated disc, you saw it more expensive in Houston and Los Angeles than San Francisco, cheaper in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C., apparently it looked, cheaper than a lot of others. What about a carpal tunnel surgery? In Miami, about $10,000, whereas everybody else a lot cheaper. So this is kind of interesting. You know, where is the consistency? And what do we have to do to make it consistent? I know not a lot of us are excited about single-payer type. And even if they're single-payer insurance, how do you control cash price? Okay, and we don't want to control prices because then that starts to mess with capitalism. But this is really, really odd, especially seeing procedures 2 or 3 times more expensive than others. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.